Amen. I like that song. The world says you drag your kids to church every time the doors open. You don't let them go in R-rated movies. You try to protect them from the world, and the world looks at us like we're cruel parents and saying your children are missing out. Well, maybe one day when they're older, they'll be able to say, like they sang tonight, thank God for what I miss. Tell you a few things your children will miss by being raised in church and taught to do right. Maybe teenage pregnancy. Maybe abortion. Maybe methamphetamine addiction. Maybe jail. Maybe being a part of a gang somewhere. Amen. Thank God for what some of these kids have missed. We were coming home, and I poke fun and probably do it too much. Brother Stacy Bullock down here, we grew up together. He's my friend, and I know too much about his past, and he knows too much about mine. We were coming home from the race last night, and Brother William and David Hofford were in the truck with us, and Stacy was talking about how horrible he was, and trust me, he was. And I thought to myself, these boys ain't got a clue what he's talking about. And I told Stacy, I said, you don't understand, these was good boys. Amen. These was good boys. Amen. Thank God for that kind of testimony. Thank God Stacy can say, I used to go there, but I don't anymore. Amen. Thank God for that. But thank God for these young men in our church that can say, I never did. Amen. I may just preach that song tonight. Amen. I never did. Hey, they some of us older guys, we're carrying some baggage. They some scars. They some memories you cannot erase. And the devil will bring them up just at the right time, every time. He'll bring them up while you praying. Come on, y'all talk to me. But how can you remember something you never did? Amen. You don't have memories of the sting of handcuffs, Brother Daniel, if you've never felt them. Hallelujah. Amen. I can say that tonight. Amen. Thank God. Should have went to jail. No, you keep them, brother. That's quite all right. I didn't get caught. That's exactly right. That's what I said. Amen. But thank God for what some of these kids have missed out. That's a good song, kids. I like it. Take your Bible with me and turn to Psalms 37 tonight. Hayden wanted me to preach quick. He's tired and ready to go home, he said. Amen. My wife tells me to preach short all the time. I don't pay her no attention, but you know how it is with these grandbabies. They get everything they want. Amen. But, he came home with Nana and Papa today, and we wore him out. Or she did. I took a nap. Amen. That's what godly people do on Sunday afternoon. Psalms chapter number 37 tonight. Just a couple of verses of scripture and a thought. It really probably will be quick. When I say that, I usually preach a long time, but I really don't think there's that much in it, but I know it's what I'm supposed to do tonight. In Psalms chapter number 37, I want you to look with me at verse number 23, where the Bible said the steps of a, say the next two words with me. Good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Verse 24, thank God for this verse. Yes, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. Amen. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Woo! Hallelujah. We can stop and run circles around the building right there. We could do heel clickers and somersaults and shout glory. Amen. Over verse number 24. Let's look at verse number 23 again, where he said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now stay with me just a minute. I'll try to give you just a little bit of an introduction and the reason behind the message tonight. I think people, for the most part, in the age and the day we live, are allowing life to dictate their course. Can I say that again? I believe for the most part people are allowing circumstance and life to dictate their course in life. Amen. We say we're saved by the grace of God, and I'm not doubting that. We say we want God's will in our life, and I don't doubt that. But how often do we not allow God's will in our life? Here's the question: is God literally ordering your steps tonight? Job said he counts them. Job said he counts my footsteps. Amen. I don't know how far we walked over there yesterday. We've done a bunch. Well, I wore cowboy boots to a race. That's the dumbest thing I've ever done. Amen. I started to pay one of them little kids. Hey, man, I'll give you $50 for them tennis shoes right there. But anyway, God is keeping up with our steps, so he's interested in where we're going. Amen. Can I say it again? If God is so interested that he's actually counting our steps, and I believe this book is literal. How about you? Amen. The Bible even says he knows the number of the hair on her head. I mean, he's interested in you. Well, we need to take that. We don't need to take that for granted tonight. We ought to just step back and say, wow, the God of heaven, the creator of the heaven and the earth, I mean the one who spoke the world into existence, the one who parted the Red Sea, the one who did all the miracles in the Bible, he's counting my footsteps. He knows how many hairs are on my head. CJ, he had to quit with you. Amen. But he knows. He knows. That's because God has a interest in your life.
Amen.
Amen. We live kind of casual and footloose and fancy free. Well, whatever. I don't think God wants his children to live with that whatever attitude. I think what should come after the whatever with us should be whatever God wills. That's what we'll do. Whatever God wills for my life in this job situation, whatever God wills, that's what I'll do. I know people who will step outside of God's will to take a job. You get in a financial situation to a point where you're hurting and there's been no income for a while, you're apt to do something stupid. Can I say it again? We're apt to do something stupid. You know, what do you mean by stupid? Just stepping out of the will of God. Packing your family up, moving them where there's not a Bible-believing church.
Amen.
Amen. We've seen it happen over and over and over. I've had men, I had one man told me, said, preacher, I'm quitting my job. I said, for what? He said, they all cuss. I said, man, get your tail to work.
Yeah.
Amen. They're going to cuss on the next job too.
Yeah.
One boy said, I'm going to work with Brother Freddie. I won't never hear nobody holler and fuss and cuss. I said, don't go to work with him. I was joking, of course, amen.
Yeah.
But seriously, man, you go out and work in this world, you're going to see the world.
Right.
I mean, that's just a part of it, man. You're going to have to learn to suck that stuff up, let it roll off your back like water off a duck's back, and just go on. Don't step out of the will of God because something doesn't suit you.
Amen.
Are we okay tonight?
Yes.
Let's quit letting the world lead us around by the nose.
Yes.
Quit letting the government lead us around by the nose. Quit letting the economy dictate whether or not we tithe and give to God. Y'all all right? Amen. Well, when we get a raise, we go, no, you won't. If you won't tithe on 10, you won't on 100. Amen. Amen. Ain't got nothing to do with the message tonight. We just hurting, so I thought I'd throw it in there. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to notice several things tonight about this passage. I want God's will in my life. Anybody?
Yeah.
I want to be where God wants me to be.
Yeah.
You understand? I get phone calls just about weekly, people trying to book me to preach somewhere. There's some places I don't need to go.
Yeah.
A long time ago, I thought a phone call was an open door. And I finally learned, I finally realized, I found myself in several meetings and I'm just asking myself, what are you doing here? Now, there's some places I go, it was God's will for me to be there.
Yeah.
It was a divine appointment. I said it was God's will for me to be there and preach at that given time.
Yeah.
Amen. But there's been some times where God said, you on your own. Amen. I didn't tell you to come in here, this bunch of nuts. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, you find yourself in some predicaments. I want God's will for my life.
Amen.
Listen, if I'm somewhere God doesn't want me, I'm missing something where he did want me. Does that make sense? If I'm somewhere God didn't intend for me to be and I made my own decision, and I followed my flesh instead of the will of God, I'm missing something where if I'm not supposed to be there, I'm supposed to be somewhere. Whether it's at home or on the road somewhere else, I'm supposed to be somewhere. And I don't want to miss God's will. I wonder how many people, even in your life, even in my life, I could raise my hands and say, at the times, I have missed God's will in a situation. I have missed God's will in an area for some direction for my life. You ever get in a place where you don't know which way to go? Come on, y'all, talk to me a little bit tonight. The more you talk to me, the quicker we'll get done. Have you got to a place where you thought, I just don't know what to do? Have you ever had your wife look at you and say, what? I hate that question worse than anything. Honey, what are we going to do? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 only works on her so long. Well, honey, just going to trust the Lord. Yeah, but I need to know where the groceries coming from. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You get in those places where you just don't know what to do. What we've got to learn to do is to be still.
Yes, sir.
And trust God. Amen. And seek God.
Amen.
He's not going to stick you out somewhere and just leave you hanging. Amen. If you really want to know.
Yeah.
Amen. If you really want to know. I wonder how often do we pray, God, what is your will for my life today? I have this big will that I know what it is. I'm to be your pastor. I'm to be her husband. I'm to be their daddy. That's the big picture, right? But included in that are all the little things of life. Who I'll run into tomorrow. Who I'll talk to tomorrow. How I'll handle a phone call tomorrow. How I'll deal with a certain situation in a counseling appointment tonight. How I'll handle different situations. I want God's will in those little things. I know I've got the big picture. I've got that settled. I'm where I'm supposed to be. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. But within that, okay, you know you're supposed to be your wife's husband. You know you're supposed to be your husband's wife. You know you're supposed to be your children's parent. You know you're supposed to be right here at the Happy Valley Baptist Church serving God. But within that, I believe there's a daily walk that you and I have. You okay? I believe there's a daily walk. Some of you got big plans. Going to go to Gold Rush, Gold Dust Park tomorrow and play softball. Is that right? Is that what the deal is for tomorrow? Everybody looking at me like I'm stupid. That's what I hear. Gold Rush, softball. Guess what? Have you watched the weather? Have you seen it? It's going to rain all day long tomorrow. You see, your plans don't always. That's what you would like to do. What you need to say, if it's God's will. If it's God's will, you say, well, how do I know if it ain't God's will? Look up, and if your face gets wet, probably ain't God's will. If there's lightning hitting the ground all around you, probably not a good idea to be standing out there with an aluminum ball bat. Amen. Sometimes God's will ain't real hard to figure out. Go inside. Amen. But we get this stuff set in our head. Okay, tomorrow I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing that. I've got this schedule all laid out. But it don't always work that way. That just life just don't always work that way.
Amen.
Things are going to come up and things are going to change. Amen?
Yeah.
And we need to learn to listen to the Lord. There's some things you just don't need to fool with.
Amen.
There's some phone calls you just don't need to take.
Amen.
You're not the pastor of this church. You don't need to hear the problems of this church.
Amen.
Y'all, well, I hit a nerve right there. I felt
yeah.
something. That's not my department.
Yes,
y'all right? It's not my department. There's some things I don't tell my wife, I don't put on my wife because God didn't make her to carry that burden.
Amen.
She's not the pastor of this church. She's the pastor of this church's wife. Amen.
Amen.
She's my helpmeet.
Yes,
y'all all right?
Amen.
I'm not saying she won't help when we need. I need counseling with a lady. She helps me and does a great job. I praise the Lord for that. But it's not her job to hear all the trouble. And you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Amen. So I don't put that on her.
Amen.
And a lot of times you allow people to, and I'll never get the message tonight. I said I was going to be short. You allow people to put things on you that you weren't meant to carry.
Amen.
There's things about people in this church you don't need to know. That's my biggest problem with Facebook. For the most part, most of our folks, y'all do a good job from what I hear.
Well, your Facebook, what you post and all that kind of stuff, what you allow as friends and all that good stuff. But you can just tell too much about yourself.
Amen.
You can't. There's just some things you need to keep between you and God.
Amen,
amen, amen, amen. Especially in a marriage.
Amen.
Sir, what goes on between you and your wife, between you and your wife and God and nobody else.
Amen.
Same for you, ladies. Amen. Zip it, delete it, get it off there. Don't put so much about your life out there. If you give enough information, they will talk. Y'all listening? You put enough, go ahead and post your mistakes. Put your dirty laundry out there. It's going to get checked out. But listen, when you do put it on there, and people respond to it in a negative manner, don't get mad. You ask for it.
Amen.
This ain't in my notes, I promise you. But you did. You asked for it. Well, I can't believe so-and-so said that. You the one put it on there, dummy. Y'all okay? One person said, everybody in the church is talking about me. I said, yeah, you advertised it to the world. Anyway. We want God's will for all these little situations in our lives. That was a rabbit. I think he had some meat on it, though. Amen. I want you to notice, first of all, tonight, in our two little verses of Scripture, I want you to notice the person God describes. I want you to notice the person God describes. It says he's a good man. He didn't say any man. Y'all all right? Didn't say just any old average Joe. He said the steps of a good man. Now, there's a lot to that. I've heard so-and-so, we'll say this, you know so-and-so, he's a good man. And I believe there's some good men in this church.
Amen.
I really do. I believe there's some good ladies in this church.
Amen.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Why does it say a good man? A good man looks for God's will in his life. A bad guy, a guy who's walking in the flesh and not in the spirit, he's not interested in what God wants anyway. Amen. But if we are really godly and we desire the will of God for our life, I believe that put us in that good man category. We're trying to do right.
Amen.
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 I asked Hayden today, I said, is Papa old? He said, no, you good. I like that. Amen. As long as my grandbaby thinks I'm good, hallelujah.
Amen.
The steps of a good man. Let me ask you a question tonight. This is real simple. How hard do you work on being a good person? How hard do you work on being a good person? Honest? No gossip? No strife? Let me tell you something. As a child of God, that is a full-time job. Somebody said, boy, if I had half a chance, I'd straighten so-and-so out. When are you going to get you took clear of? I might can straighten everybody else out if I ever get this dealt with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I ain't got time to straighten you out. I'm still working on me. Amen. My favorite song in the whole world is He's Still Working on Me. Make me what I ought to be. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm a mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm talking about say amen to yourself.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm a mess preaching to a mess.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm a human full of faults preaching to humans full of faults. We all crooked as a dog's hind leg. You want to know the truth about it, amen? Amen. Well, we ought to work on being a good man. I wonder how many of you, maybe some of the preacher boys, I don't know. I wonder how many of you, Brother Freddie, Mike, and Brother Charles, you have the book. It's entitled Do Right by Bob Jones Sr. The old school Bob Jones. The one that preached the paint off the wall, amen? The one that believed the Bible. Just do right. That was one of the most famous sermons he ever preached. And then he wrote a book, Just Do Right. I mentioned this the other night. I'm going to mention it again. Just do right. Just do right on your job.
Amen.
When everybody's running their mouth about the boss at work, do you join in? Boy, it got quiet. Do you join in? Y'all help me tonight. If it's wrong to gossip about your brothers and sisters, it's wrong to talk about people on your job because you're being a testimony and a witness to them.
Yeah.
And you're wanting God to order your steps, but you're not making any effort to be a good man. Not making any effort to be a good woman. Some of us simply do not try hard enough in our Christianity.
Amen.
You ever heard the old saying, you get out of something what you put in it?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. We ought to try a little bit harder.
Yeah, you're right. Amen.
Try what? Just being good.
Amen.
Just being good. You start to get on them grandbabies, I'll be good, I'll be good, I'll be good.
Yeah.
Because you got caught and you're in trouble. Amen.
Yeah.
What about trying to be good beforehand?
Yeah.
Amen.
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 Isn't that the way we are?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I know. I'm going to forgive you again. Well, try to be good before this happens.
Yeah.
Y'all all right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying it takes some effort to walk as a good man in this life.
Yeah.
It takes discipline.
Yeah.
It takes a desire.
Yeah.
Amen. One of my hobbies, and y'all think I'm crazy, I know, but one of my hobbies, and it's not really a hobby, it's a lifestyle, but I want to be a good husband. Is that okay?
Yes,
I want to be a good husband.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I try to be good to her every single day of my life.
Yes, sir.
If she asks for it, she gets it.
Right.
You say, where do y'all go to eat? Wherever she wants to go. Y'all okay?
Amen.
And if I ask her where she wants to go, it's always wherever you want to go. Amen?
Yeah.
And then you get in that argument.
Yeah.
And then you're gripping the steering wheel going, pick one. But I want to be a good husband. Amen. I love to hear thank you out of her more than anything in the whole world, just about. Thank you. Thank you. Why would she say thank you? I did something for her.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm not talking about buying diamonds. I can't do all that. I'm talking about washing the dishes. I'm talking about putting a load of clothes in the washer. Come on, help me, ladies. You ain't said amen in 6 months. Right now is your spot, right there. Shout, get up, clap, say hallelujah. Glory to God, you preach it now. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Hey, I don't do those things because they're expected. I'm not henpecked. Say amen right there. I'm not henpecked. I'm not bossed around. I do those things because I love her and I want to be a good husband. And if we want to be a good Christian, we'll do things that we know pleases God. And say that again. I do things to please her because I want to be a good husband. Now, if I want to be a good Christian, I'm going to need to do things that I know pleases God. That includes being kind to one another.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
That includes being kind to strangers you meet.
Amen.
Y'all all right?
Amen.
We had a waiter. Where was we at? Olive Garden. We took Katie to Olive Garden. She loves Olive Garden for her birthday. And our waiter was funnier than a cartoon. I don't know. He was one of them, sure enough. Amen. I wasn't mean to him. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
I left him a tip. Well, it got quiet in here.
Amen.
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 Y'all swallow real hard. It'll go down. You can go out here and call me whatever you want. But if it ever comes up in conversations about Christians being mean, that guy say, I met one that wasn't.
Yeah.
I didn't say I accepted his lifestyle. Amen. We want to please God. We want God to order our steps. Try being good.
Yes, good.
Try being good. Sometimes it's tough. People make it hard.
Amen.
They do. People make it hard for me to be good. Really hard.
Yes.
Amen. Especially on the highway. People just, do y'all ever get mad behind the wheel of the car? I don't. I got victory over it. You believe that, I got some swamp land I'll sell you in Montana. But the person God describes is a good man. I want God's will in my life. I really have a desire for that. But maybe I need to work a little bit harder on me. I ain't got to work on God. He don't need no work. He's quite all right, amen? He's the whole package. He's arrived, amen? He needs nothing else. He's short of nothing. God's okay. It's me. It's me. And how dare me try to fix you when I ain't fixing me? Amen. Work on being a good man. If we were to go down to your job tomorrow and just slip around and talk to your coworkers, wonder what we'd find out. Say, hey, don't you work with William Collins? I sure do. Tell me about him. That's an onerous old cuss you'd ever want to meet. You know, if we went down there to Delta tomorrow and I found some of them guys, I said, hey, you know William Collins? Yep, I know William Collins. Tell me what you know about him. I might not want to ask them questions. Y'all listening? I wonder what kind of report we'd get back. Oh, it's easy for us to say what kind of Christian we are. Oh, yeah. I'm a God walker, son. I'm talking about, oh, yeah. I'm walking in the Spirit 24/7. Hallelujah. My face glows on Monday morning when I go in. The angels sing when I walk through the door. Oh, yeah, to hear you tell it, you all that. Amen. Let's listen to people who watch you walk day in and day out. Now, I wouldn't do that because I don't want to know. I like to believe you're all right. Amen. But you ought to go back, because most of you are off tomorrow. But then when you go back to work, people ought to say, what happened to you this weekend? You sure are a lot nicer than you was when you left here Friday. Amen. A good man. Then there's the purpose that God reveals. He said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. In other words, God says, I have a plan for your path. I've got a direction for you to go. Do you believe in divine appointments? Do y'all know what I'm talking about, a divine appointment? It's when you meet somebody and you know when the meeting is over, it wasn't by accident. God puts you in somebody's path, or He puts you in a position or a place at a certain time, and when it was over, you look back and you saw the hand of God in that. Amen. Divine appointments will change your life. Amen. Divine appointments will change other people's life. Amen. Give you an example. Door opens. Hi, we're from Happy Valley Baptist Church. We're just out in the neighborhood inviting people to church. Just wondered if you have a church somewhere. Would you come in? We were just sitting here talking about how we need to be in church somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. We've experienced that.
Yeah.
Had one lady say, I can't believe this. She is freaked out by it. Her husband was working in the backyard. She's standing in the driveway. Jason and Tina was with me. She was freaked out. I can't, we just got through, and you're here. We just got through talking about we got to find a church, and here you are. That's a divine appointment.
Amen.
Amen. I said, that's a divine appointment. Have you ever ran into somebody, even on your job or somewhere, and they start telling you something that they're going through, and you've been through the exact same thing? And you're able to sit down over lunch or whatever and help them through their dilemma and give them spiritual advice and guide them through their trouble, that is a divine appointment.
Amen.
Y'all all right? Sometimes it's a divine appointment when you sit on these pews and hear a message. You see, I haven't a clue sometimes who I'm preaching to. I just know God gave me this message. Now, sometimes I know exactly whose row I'm plowing. Amen. And I don't shy away from that. I'm going to preach the truth whether or not it goes over well or not. Y'all okay?
Amen.
But sometimes, have you ever had one of them preaching divine appointments?
Amen.
It was meant for you to hear that sermon.
Amen.
Your life would not have been the same had you missed that. That's why it's important to be at church.
Amen.
Amen. You never know what's coming over this pulpit.
Amen.
Amen. I'd advise you not to miss Wednesday night of camp meeting. That's just my advice. Every year, I ask Brother Fisher to do one thing. Whatever you do, Whatever, whichever direction you're praying for the camp meeting, Wednesday night, preach to my people. Preach to our church on Wednesday night. Ask him to do that every year. You know what? It'd really be good if my church was here. How many times have you ever been sitting in the service and you're listening to the message and the whole time you can't get over who's missing? And you're thinking, I got to get them this CD. How can I give them this CD and it not offend them? Y'all all right? And you know what? It's probably really maybe wicked to think that way because it could just be for us too. But truth of the matter is, it probably was for that person who's missing. Y'all all right? If there's going to be a time that the devil orchestrates something in your life for you to miss, I guarantee you it's something you needed. Amen. That sometimes the preaching is a divine appointment. You'll have divine appointments on visitation. You'll have divine appointments on your job. Amen. God will put you, God will set you. You ever felt like God has just set you up? Like a blind date. God has just put you here. You ain't got no idea what you're doing here, why this is taking place or why that is taking place or why this conversation's going on, and all of a sudden, bam. Divine appointment. They happen on airplanes. Start looking for them. As you're trying to be a good man and you realize the purpose of this is God is directing your path, pay attention to where that path is leading. Amen. God has you in a certain place for a reason. Amen. Y'all still doing all right tonight? I love divine appointments. They're always a blessing. A lot of times the appointments we have are orchestrated by our flesh, by us. And that's okay because we're staying busy. We're going soul winning. We're doing all these things we're supposed to be doing. We're talking to people. We're inviting people to church. And that's the process of elimination. You follow me?
Yeah.
And we're just going to keep on going through all these right here till we get to this divine appointment.
Yeah.
Would you come in and tell us how to be saved?
Yeah.
You don't get those every Saturday. But you get them.
Yeah.
Let me say it again. You don't get those every week, but you get them.
That's right.
Sometimes the divine appointment is not for somebody else's benefit. It's for yours.
Yeah. Amen.
Let me say it again. Hey, that job you really need may come about in a divine appointment. I heard so-and-so is hired. Oh, really? Are you serious? My uncle's the president over there. Let me see what I can do. You follow me?
Yeah, amen. Yeah, amen.
When we wander through this thing just so haphazardly, I wonder how often we're missing those appointments. He has a person that he describes as being a good man. He has a purpose for that person, and that is to guide his steps. I believe God's got a point he's trying to get you to. I really do. I don't know what my potential is, but God does. I don't know what my potential is as a pastor, but God does. God knows. God's got a point B. All I can see is A. I can look back and see where I started. I do not have the ability to look out yonder and see where I'll end. But God does. He knows the end from the beginning. He's reading the book backwards, friend. Amen. He already knows. I wonder how many times he's looking down going, come on, come on, come on. You should be so much further down this road.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Y'all all right?
Yeah.
You're still sucking a pacifier when you should be talking and eating solid food. Come on. Come on. Come on. There's point B out there, and you're going to love point B, but you've got to let me get you there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. There is a purpose that God reveals. And then there is a procedure that God adopts. Listen to me carefully. How does God order our steps? How does God order our steps? Y'all watch this. This is deep. Y'all ready? One step at a time. One step at a time. We want to see the big picture. God says, take the next step.
Yes, sir.
Just take the next step. If you could see the big picture, you may turn and run.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Because a lot of times, what's between A and B, we would rather not deal with.
Yeah.
But it's necessary to get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that all right?
Amen.
It's necessary. You've got to go through some of these things that if you had a choice. If God gave you a choice, okay, you've got a good start at point A, here's point B, but right in the middle, right between A and B, right between A and your final destination, your glory, your hallelujah, your thank God I made it, I fought a good fight, I kept the faith, I finished my course, right in between here and there is a tumor. Right in between here and there is a relationship that went sour. Right in between here and there is a tragic accident.
Amen.
That you're going to have to go through to get here. No, thank you.
Amen.
I like it on this side of Canaan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it over here, man. We got everything we need. There's enemies over there. There's giants over there. There's walled cities over there. I'd rather not cross that river myself. Y'all go ahead. We're all right. We okay tonight? That's what we'll do. But see, God knows what's in the middle. I don't. I'm just taking one step by faith, another step by faith, another step by faith. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, God, this is what you want for Monday. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Monday night, God, what about Tuesday? Lord, He said, teach us to pray. Remember what He told them? Lord, give us this day our daily bread.
Amen.
One step at a time. One day at a time. You know what you're interested in? You're interested in making leaps and bounds.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
But I found out it don't come in leaps and bounds.
Amen.
That guy on Carable Net Show, y'all remember him?
Yeah.
Tim Conway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baby steps. Baby steps. Listen, baby steps are better than going backwards.
Amen. Right.
Baby steps are better than spiritual standstill. At least you're still moving toward God.
Amen.
And by the way, every step He leads you closer to Him.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He don't ever lead you away from Him. If you're going away from God, you're following the wrong step leader there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He'll lead you deeper in the Word of God. Y'all listening?
Amen.
He'll lead you closer to God's people, and He'll lead you closer to Himself. Quit worrying about 20 years from now. Get through tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I used to worry about getting through the whole book in a year. Just take care today.
Amen.
Just take care today. We're daily creatures at best.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We might do some long-term planning, and that's okay. But we don't need to plan our Christian lives that way. Because we don't know. We don't know what tomorrow holds.
Amen.
I never know when my phone rings. Most people, when their phone rings, they probably thinking it's mama or it's so-and-so. You know, when my phone rings, they ain't no telling.
Amen.
And there's no telling what I'm going to hear on the other end.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Every now and then, it's brother like Dennis Buttram, hallelujah, no cancer.
Yeah.
Woo, I like them phone calls. Sometimes it's tragic. And sometimes it's hard. I don't know what tomorrow's going to hold. But you know what I need to do? I need to pray, God, direct my steps tomorrow. Direct my steps tomorrow. Lord, I'm trying to be a good man. Let me follow the proper procedure here. We want to. God has a way. You understand that? God just has a way that He does things. And I know He deals with different people differently because people are different. But God has a way that He does things. God's not going to show you 20 years from now. He's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. He's going to show you right here. Amen. Listen, you know what you'll find out? I did okay trusting Him on Monday. I bet I can trust Him again Tuesday. He did great for me on Tuesday. I'm going to trust Him again on Wednesday. One step at a time. One step at a time. I remember, as a young pastor, just a little handful of us, Brother Freddie, not many at all. And I laid in bed, honest. And I guess every young preacher does this. I laid in bed and I imagined thousands. Can I get a witness?
Yeah. Amen.
I'm talking about Billy Graham crusades.
Yeah.
Millions of people getting saved because God put Eddie White on the scene.
Amen, yeah.
If I'd have had that all at once, and I still ain't, I couldn't have handled it.
Yeah.
Amen. Do you know what God's done, Brother Charles? He's led us. Just a step at a time.
Amen.
Just a step at a time. When the Lord, we talked about the Apostle Paul the other night, when he was still Saul and God struck him down on the road to Damascus. Y'all remember that? He said, Saul, Saul, is it hard for thee to kick against the prick? Remember that? Remember what? The very first thing he said, who is it, Lord? Second question. He asked two questions. Saul said, who is it, Lord? He knew who it was. Second question, what wilt thou have me to do? God said, okay, Paul, here it is. I want you to write 13 books of the Bible. I want you to pray in this jail at midnight. I've got a jailer down there that needs to be saved. I want you to get on this ship that's going to shipwreck, and you're barely going to make it to shore, but you're going to make it to shore. And when you get to shore, I want you to build a fire. And when you build a fire, a snake's going to come out and latch itself on your hand. But don't worry, you can shake it off, and you're not going to die, and it's going to blow them people's mind. And later on, you're going to be beat with many stripes. Are y'all listening? Paul sitting in the middle of the road, blinded by the light, and going, no way, Jose.
Yeah.
Are y'all listening?
Yeah.
If you just went through those things that took place in Paul, greatest Christian that ever lived, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe one of the most spiritual men that ever walked planet Earth outside of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
God did not tell him all those things, but don't you know God knew all those things? Oh, and some of your best friends, they're going to forsake you. You're going to spend most of your life. Most of them books you're going to write, I'm going to give you a nice private place to write them. Where you'll not have much distraction, okay? There'll be bars on the windows and bars on the door. Don't pay that no attention. Just write that book. Eat that prison food and thank God for it. You know what he said? What wilt thou have me to do? Go to town.
Yeah.
Go down there and see a man. He'll tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Most of the time what God asks you to do is humbling. Humbling. Remember old Naaman the leper? He went down there to see the prophet. And the prophet wouldn't even come out and talk to him. He sent his servant to the door. Here's a king, man. He is hot under the collar. This guy ain't even going to come out and talk to me. He said, no. He said, go down there and duck in that river seven times. He said, man, we got rivers at home. Finally, his little old servant speaks up and says, what have you got to lose? You're dying, dude. Your stuff's falling off. If I was you, I'd get in the water, amen? A lot of times those steps that God asks you to take, they're humbling steps. But the outcome is awesome. What was the outcome for that king? He was healed. What was the outcome for Paul? Well, I quoted part of it a while ago. He said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. Henceforth, there is laid up for me. That might sound braggadocious to somebody, but I believe he is saying that in humility. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness and for all those also that love his appearing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There may be some bad stuff between a point A and point B. Don't worry about B. Just take the next step. God's growing some of you. God's growing some of you, but some of you are stunted. I don't know if it's the appetite, but you ought to be further down the road. I wonder how many of us, be honest. Don't raise your hand, but be honest in your heart. Are you where you should be in your walk with God? I'm talking about where you should be down this road, what you've accomplished when it comes to the things of God, where you are spiritually, where you are with this book. Just give it some thought. I'm afraid sometimes it'd blow our mind if we could see what we could be. Oh, I wish I could be like Brother Charles. What? Oh, I wish I knew the Bible like Brother Freddie. Read it like Brother Freddie.
Amen.
You say, oh, he's just got a brain. I'm not saying he's ignorant. I'm saying marijuana claims some brain cells. If an old ex-rocker and a dope head can get it, hallelujah, there's hope for me. Y'all okay? Amen. It's what you want. Amen. Well, well. Talked about the person God describes. He's a good man. I believe that could also include a good lady. I believe it could include a good teenager. You know what America needs? America needs some good teenagers. Some good teenagers. Amen. Some that know where the waistline on your pants go.
Amen.
We got a no underwear policy around here. Not that we don't want you to wear it, we just don't want to see it. The purpose God reveals, the procedure God adopts, one step at a time. Let me give you this one. The pleasure of God that's experienced. Look at it. He said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. What's that last little phrase? And he delighteth in his way. I like that. You know what he's saying? You let God order your steps, you'll be happy about it. When I got saved, I had all my ideas. I had it all figured out. My life was planned out. I was going to win the Bassmasters Classic, and we was going to be millionaires. And serious heart attack. I mean, brother, I lay in the bed, man. I've won it 1,000 times. I just ain't never got a check. Say amen right there. I had it all figured out. And God's saying, no, I want you to go this way. I don't like that way. I don't like that way. Listen to me. We are so ignorant sometimes. I spent my entire life till I'm in my 40s gagging at the thought of Chinese food.
That's right.
You could chase me down the road with some sesame chicken. I walked in a Chinese restaurant one time years and years ago, and that funky smell hit me. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I can't put my finger on it, but there's a weird smell in there. And I'm not against Chinese. God bless their little hearts. I'm not. But here a few years ago, my wife had been to the mall. And what do you call it? Panda Express? Is that where you go? Something. She had some kind of takeout in Chinese. And it was chicken and broccoli and rice and I don't know what all was in there, steamed vegetables, I guess. And it was sitting on the counter when I got home. Wasn't nobody around. I was starving to death. My belly was gnawing at my backbone. I said, dear God, there ain't none in this house but that Chinese food. I took the lid off of it and, well, that ain't bad. I got me a fork, stabbed one of them little chicken wings. I said, man, that's pretty good. I eat that whole pan. I thought, here I have, went 40-something years depriving myself of something good, all because I had it in my mind, I don't like that. Y'all all right? I had my mind made up before I'd ever taste. The Bible said, taste the Lord and see that He's good. But I had my mind made up. I don't like that. That's not the lifestyle I'm after. That's not the character I want. That's not who I want to be. That's not my plan. Little did I know it was going to be the greatest thing in the world.
Amen.
We were standing in Pitt Row last night and we watched Kendrick. What's his name? No, Kendrick, our driver. What, Jason Kendrick? Some, I don't know. Hendrick, whatever his name was, I'll think of it in a minute, had the Ream suit on. Kevin Harvick, thank you. I don't know who them people are. He walked out there, man, people following him, wanting his autograph. David Hoffer looked over me and said, "What a job." I said, "Almost cool as mine, ain't it?"
Amen, preacher.
I meant that business.
Yeah.
I ain't swapping with him.
That's right.
I'd hit the wall in turn one and be dead.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, "Man, what an awesome job." And Fred, it just came out of my mouth. I said, "Yeah, almost cool as mine." He went, "Yeah, I guess so." How can you argue with that? I work for Richard Childers. I work for God Almighty. Yeah. Amen.
Yes. Yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Jack Roush is my boss. I am is mine.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir,
I'm telling you, there is a pleasure in walking in the will of God.
Amen.
It's a joy. It's not treacherous. God didn't bring you into this thing to punish you and mash you down. God brought you in this thing. There is joy.
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking about woo-hoo joy. I'm not talking about little Baptist head nodding joy. I'm talking about hot dog joy. I'm talking about shouting joy. There's joy. Unspeakable and full of glory, the Bible said. What do you say? I'm saying it's fun. Amen. Hey, if it ain't God's will for you to preach and pastor, you'd be miserable.
Yeah. Amen.
You don't make it if you try.
That's right.
Amen. But if it is God's will, you'll be like a dog sucking eggs. They'll have to shoot you to stop you. Amen. That's the truth. You get a hold of it, and that's God. You find God's will for your life, ain't nothing else going to be better. And you're going to go, "Why wasn't I doing this all along?"
Yeah.
If I'd have known this, I'd have sold that boat a long time ago. Y'all all right?
Amen.
I'm trying to say there is pleasures of God to be experienced when our steps are being ordered of God. Amen.
Amen.
I believe God led me here.
Amen.
I believe standing in that pulpit on Happy Valley Church Road the Sunday before the big snow 18 years ago, I put my hand on a worn spot on Brother J.M. Brooks' pulpit. The paint, the varnish, was rubbed completely off where he had stood there for all those years. And when I touched that pulpit, I knew it was a divine appointment. There's no doubt in my mind. If he hadn't asked me to be his pastor, he would have missed it. If I had refused, I would have missed it. Amen. It was a divine appointment. Amen. And it's been wonderful.
Amen.
And it's been pleasurable.
Amen.
Brother Charles, it's been fun.
Amen.
Amen. I've watched you. I'm trying to think of a kind way to say it. I've watched you age.
Yeah.
I've watched that dark hair become silver.
Yeah.
You've watched me grow up. It's been good. I'm not saying you have to be a pastor to know that kind of joy. You just have to be walking in God's will.
Amen.
You just have to be allowing God to order your steps.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. When you say order your steps, what are you saying? I'm saying the Lord's saying, go here, go there. Amen. He's ordering your steps. He's telling you where to go, where to walk, what
Amen.
To do. Yes.
Amen.
Wow. Then lastly, and I'll quit, verse number 24. The possibility of problems that God foresees. Listen, if you do much stepping, you're going to do some slipping. We're going to find those slippery places the Bible talks about from time to time. Y'all listening? We walked through the door of McDonald's this afternoon. Hayden went flying in. He didn't know the floor was wet. Both his little feet went straight up in the air. Pow! I didn't say, "Hey, dummy, didn't you read that sign that says wet floor?" Just like being a good husband, I want to be a good granddaddy. that's wet. And that's what happens if you run.
Yeah.
If you run again, you're going to fall down again.
Yes.
Isn't that just like God? Isn't that just like the Lord?
Yes,
he orders our steps, but he knows as we step, we may slip and fall.
Yeah.
He tells us where to go, but in going, sometimes, no matter how hard we're trying to follow him, we're still human.
Yes,
and we don't respond to all the obstacles in the way. We step into potholes.
Yes, sir.
We step into mud. And a lot of other things. He said in verse number 24, though we fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I like that. We got out of the car at McDonald's today, and Hayden does not like this. But as we're crossing the parking lot, I said, here, get Papa's hand. Get Papa's hand. There's a part of him that wants to bolt. There's a part of him that wants to run.
Yes, sir.
But there's a part of me that sees him under the wheel of a car.
Yes.
He makes it safely from point A to point B because somebody bigger and older and wiser has got a hold of his hand.
Right.
Yes.
If you've made it any length of time as a child of God, it ain't your goodness. It's not your strength and your power. You have not done this.
Yes, brother.
It's been God that has held your hand.
Amen.
Through it all.
Yes, sir.
He's held our hand every step of the way. And if he held it yesterday, he'll hold it again tomorrow.
Amen.
Amen. He knows what we are. God knows you're human. Amen. He knew what he was getting when he got you. He knew exactly how bad you was going to mess up. You can't tell God nothing. You can't surprise him. You can't catch him off guard. He said, boy, if God had just knew how it was going to turn out, he wouldn't have never saved me. Yeah, he would. He knew exactly. Remember what I said? He sees the end from the beginning. He knew where you'd start. You knew where you'd wind up.
Amen.
And how long it'd take you to get there. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Let's stand our feet. Is the Lord ordering your steps tonight? Or have you declined to receive those instructions? Brother Todd, would you come and just play? I don't even have to sing a song unless you just got a verse on your heart, brother. Let's just mind the Lord tonight.